the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Seed of wisdom,
pray for us.
First of all, I want to express my gratitude for being here. In the 24 years that I have been working with the Missionaries of Charity, they have deeply influenced my life. And I thank all of you, and of course Mother, for the graces that I receive through the Missionaries of Charity. I understand that those who are immediately, formally making these spiritual exercises are to take their final vows. Am I correct? Now, here's what I decided. We will begin the first meditation of the exercises tomorrow morning. But I thought our meditation for this evening will be on what are the spiritual exercises? Why make the spiritual exercises? And most important, how to make, as we call it, a good retreat. St. Ignatius never used the word retreat. He always used the term spiritual exercises. As you may know, the founder of the Society of Jesus is, of course, now a canonized saint. But he was not always a saint. He lived a very worldly, even sinful life. He was converted. Sisters, for many of us, that is a great comfort. The spiritual exercises were composed by St. Ignatius after his conversion. And he spent 10 months making the spiritual exercises. What are they? They are 4 weeks. 4 weeks. Of meditation, and each week has its own special purpose. One of my joys was to hear that your last chapter decided, am I correct, that you may or can, I hope even should, make a 30-day retreat at least once in your lifetime. Am I correct? As we see in Italy, molto bene. That's wonderful. When we enter the Society of Jesus, after 1 month, we make a 30-day retreat. And then, before we make our final vows, once again, a 30-day retreat. There will be a logic to our retreat during these 8 days. We It will be divided into four parts. Part one is reflecting on why we exist. I am from the state of Michigan in the United States. You may have heard the name of a Dr. Kevorkian. He is promoting, assisted suicide. He is promoting what they call euthanasia. And in more than one country today, suicide is part of the law. If you don't take your own life, someone else is legally permitted to take your life. And the reason is because so many people, shall I say most people, don't know why they are on earth. So, what is the first purpose of a retreat? Why am I here on earth? Why did God create me? But still in what we call the first week, we reflect on our past life. We look at the sins we've committed. Sisters, let's be clear. Sin is part of God's mysterious providence. God has a purpose for allowing us to sin. And the two main reasons are to make sure we will be humble. Sisters, we are all naturally, spontaneously proud. You may wonder why you have to wait so many years from the day you enter the community to your final vows. How many years is it? Is it 9.5 years? You would think 9.5 months. Even 9.5 weeks would be enough. Why 9 years? The main reason, sisters, is to acquire some humility. I know what I'm talking about. I know one very proud human being. I was in the novitiate 3 months, called by the novice master, told to sit down. You know, what's wrong with you? I don't bother. Everybody has his failings. I must have some too. You tell me. He did. Your fellow novices tell me you are an intellectual bully. You think you know everything. Well, I didn't think I knew everything, but I sure thought I knew more than anybody else in the novitiate.